comedy podcast, comedy podcast. Get your ass ready for a comedy podcast.
About roadway deaths.
About roadway deaths?
About roadway deaths?
About roadway deaths.
Comedy podcast, comedy podcast. A certified motherfucking comedy podcast.
About roadway deaths.
About roadway deaths.
About roadway deaths.
About roadway deaths.
Get yourself together. It's a certified fucking good time.
Yeah!
Scooter Army, I'm happy you're here.
Because the government is trying to get me down. But they won't. Because we will be free. Can I get a hallelujah?
Lucas sent me some Alex Jones, some vintage Alex Jones, and it got my blood pumping. It got me hot, baby. It got me hot, hot, hot. God. And I said, I responded, he's so good. I am rolling, by the way. Okay, sorry. Gooner Army, it's just you and me.
Just the two of us. Scooter-doo-doo-doo.
Yes, waiter. I require...
Listener, oh God, oh God. Oh, listener, I'm so sorry I left you here alone with him. Is everything okay? Are you okay?
Waiter.
No.
Waiter, your boy pussy. Is it scrumptious?
No.
Waiter, your boy pussy. I would like it well done.
I don't want to eat his pussy.
That's good. That's quality. Man, oh man, oh man. No, it's a transportation podcast. People are dying left and right out here. And we're trying to keep things light, okay? Forgive us. There's enough going on between CNN, you know, and MSNBC.
LDS.
The Taliban.
Rubber band man, wild as the Taliban. 9 in my right, 45 in my other hand.
Thank you. I'm Terry Gross.
Terry Gross and T.I. should collab. I would be there for that, actually.
Oh, my God. No, I've been biking. Been biking a lot.
I got about.
That's all I got in transportation news.
Yeah, I got about 10 miles this afternoon, which was just lovely. It's beginning to turn fall here in Denver, and it always steals my heart. The city is so much better by bike, and it is so much better by bike in the autumn.
The autumn, for sure. I feel like when you ride a bike on a daily basis, you're really in touch with the weather. I feel like I'm so much more in touch with the seasons than the average Austinite. Because I don't know, you spend 100% of your time in AC here.
Yeah, yeah, and a lot of people, I mean, spend all of their time either in an air conditioned building or in their air conditioned car. Yeah, it's a hugely different way to experience the city and the elements.
Mic check.
Government!
Staying in position.
The government!
Yeah, so I've also been biking. I've ridden the bus a few times since our last recording. I rode the bus for 24 hours straight. It was a different rain than usual. It was very cold and heavy rain. But I got to ride the bus that day. And that was nice. Like, I was grateful to get onto the bus because it was warm.
There's no such thing as cold in Austin, Texas. It's just hot every day. I'm in touch with the seasons, and I'm here to inform you that it's pretty much just hot every day, except for like 2 weeks, and then it goes back to being hot. Like it's really nice sometimes, but warm.
Well, how would you say you experience the extreme heat differently than when you? I guess, I mean, you haven't had a long period of using a car in a very long time, but. How do you think it's different, particularly as it relates to the extreme heat?
you acclimate and you stay out of it. You really have to do what you can to stay out of it, because it commands respect. And if you want to work out, if you don't get out of the house by like 8:30, you're going to get sunburned.
Well, I think that's going to be okay because the Gunnar army only moves in the dead of the night.
That's true. I hadn't even thought about that. But the army of Gunners that I know and love takes back the streets in the dead of night.
That is how the prophecy goes.
The army of Gunners. The gang known as the Gunnar army will take back the streets in the dead of night.
We're really building like a religious movement here.
No, you just got to go take the streets.
We are raising a holy army to do battle against evil.
Texas Department of Transportation. My favorite Texas fact is like Texas is so big that the roadway deaths problem exists on a scale that is sort of, it compares to the problem of the roadway deaths of the country as a whole. I think like 10% of all roadway deaths are in Texas, right?
Wow, yeah. Putting it like that.
And so we've killed someone every day since before 9/11, I think. Like they have this PSA. It's like stop the streak. And the streak is days that a Texas roadway has killed somebody. So if there's 100 roadway deaths a day in America, there's 10 in Texas.
Wow.
By population, that would put like, you know, one in Austin. And that's roughly true. About one a day in Austin. A couple a day in Houston and Dallas and San Antonio.
What percentage of the U.S. population is Texas in population?
It's a little under 10%. I think they're a little overrepresented in the traffic deaths data.
Hell yeah, brother.
But it's something like 8 or 9%, right? That's a ballpark figure, but let's Google it and see if I'm right.
All right.
It was 9.2%.
Of the population or of the...
Population.
Oh, wow.
Texas is 9.2% of America.
So certainly overrepresented in traffic violence and death.
It's roughly the same. I guess we got to fact check it now. It's a little over 10%.
Goodness
anyway,
gracious.
How about these traffic deaths? What's the deal with traffic deaths? Well, who's doing them? Why do they happen? I want to know. I need somebody to get to the bottom of this. What's the deal?
I don't know what the deal is, Jerry.
Well, listen, Alex. I'm upset. I'm getting pretty pissed off. I don't even need a co-host.
No.
I can just podcast by myself.
Ben, you've been podcasting by yourself for months, for months, for months.
Oh, Jesus. Bro, I would. Sometimes it feels like I'm living in a beautiful mind, okay? So I don't appreciate that joke.
Sorry I triggered your beautiful mind trauma.
Just telling everybody about a death map all the time. Hey, what can I get for you? Do you want whole milk in your latte? And will you please look at my death map?
Oh my god. That's most people's reaction to the death map the first time they see it is, "Oh my god. Oh. You that's great. This is good."
Yes, waiter. Please call me Bussy Boy. Oh, Bussy Boy. Take these plates. I ask them, do you want fries with that? And they say, no, but I wish there was an interactive map of every traffic death in America. People ask me all the time, what do women want? And that's what they tell me more than anything. An interactive web map of every traffic death in America.
Oh, boy.
What do customers want?
Consumers want dashboards.
What percentage of people know somebody on the death map?
100.
I mean, we have 900,000 deaths mapped.
Everyone, every person is at least like one or two people removed. We all know somebody Kennedy, right?
Yeah, there was a girl who... I feel like it happens like at... Our high school was big enough to where it happened every year.
I want to flag to the listener that when I said Kennedy, I'm not like signaling to Ben any like conspiracy. It was unfortunately the first...
It's like a roadway death?
Yeah, it's a roadway death of someone that we went to high school with who was just a lovely soul and was taken way too soon. Rest in peace, Kennedy.
Was that a car?
Wasn't thing? It? Wasn't it?
I didn't know. I mean, yeah. I mean, I guess that's why people die young.
There was a really gnarly one that happened to one of my brother-in-law's childhood friends. They were like going to help, and yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah, there was a girl in our neighborhood whose older brother died. They said it was playing chicken. I would have been like 7. So what year is that? 2000. Oh, it's got to be on the death map.
Wow, so truly, like, rebel...
What about one of the first ones on the death map, though?
It was a rebel without a cause moment? I didn't know that. Wow.
That's how I'm going to go out.
Whoa. It's going to be you and Alex Jones. You'll be racing whoever hits the brakes first.
There's too many traffic deaths. People are dying left and right. What would Jerry Seinfeld say about dying in traffic? He'd say... I'm already bored.
Why don't they let them take... So when you get in a crash, why don't they let you take the airbag with you? Once you've, you know, gotten out of the car, your head hurts. Bring the airbag with. Why is it stuck on there? How's that? How was that?
I hate traffic. I hate sitting in traffic. You know? You never hear about standing in traffic. It's always sitting in traffic. That's my Jerry. Mm-hmm. Waiting in traffic? Dying in traffic?
I just don't want to date a guy who doesn't know how to ride a bike.
That's very Seinfeld. Yeah, Jerry dates a girl, but she bikes everywhere, and that's her, like, personality flaw.
Mm-hmm. But Elaine hits her with her car, which removes her from the picture.
Jerry Seinfeld is the richest man in the world. it's all because of jokes. He just sold jokes.
He's the kingpin.
I think that's admirable.
The kingpin of the billionaires, Jerry Seinfeld.
I think podcasting is the next big thing. I'm big on email and I'm big on podcasting. I don't think they're going anywhere.
I don't know. Email sucks, bro. Just text me.
No. I was telling my coworker today, I'm like, man, there's something completely... parasitic and terroristic about a relationship with the phone, and the email is such a like a friendly guy by comparison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Email doesn't email isn't psychedelic. I was listening to some speculation that the internet is a psychedelic input, like necessarily it changes your brain chemistry just to have access to it. It's pretty far out. What do you think?
I am permanently disabled from my early access to the internet.
You let the kids query, they're gonna be queer.
All I do is google,
tell me everything about the world.
All I do is google, you know, and I'm tired of it. I want to touch grass.
Hell yeah, unplug.
But I can't, because I go outside and there's just cars. It's just cars. I think Austin's a really extreme example. Like, I mean, it's the most walkable and bikeable city in Texas. So you go to certain parts, and there are certain parts with pedestrian activity. But the problem is the vast majority of the city it's like a ghost town. It's like you will walk 20 minutes and not see a person, and you'll see maybe like 800 cars.
Yeah, it's over-engineered. It's sprawling.
Two people. And it's just so dystopian and terrible that, I don't know, I'm right now I'm experiencing envy of people who live in slightly more urban environments.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, of Denver's amenities, the large swaths of residential zoning that are in a perfect grid with a fairly intuitive and complete network of arterial roads does create like miles and miles of stretches where you can be on your bicycle and not encounter an automobile. And it's really, really nice, I have to say. And then you get to the crossings and then it's like all hell, you know, you have to cross the River Styx to get to the next residential enclave. But when you're in the middle of the enclave, oh, it feels nice. Yeah. And that's like the inequity piece, right? Because the only places that you can do that are in the rich part of town.
It
is the redlining map that identifies the places where you can do that and the places where you can't. And where you went through to go to that convention when you were living with us in Denver for that week was through the historically marginalized areas that they had redlined. So just goes to show that...
Well, those areas, I just got to say, those areas were trash.
Oh, my God.
No.
Back
I mean,
off.
My experience of Denver was negative, to say the least. It felt like I was walking in like a cyberpunk shithole. There are levels to like junkies, right? Like Austin has level 3 junkies. You know, Austin has like level 3 junkies. Denver has like level 6 junkies. San Francisco has like level 9.5 junkies. But your guys' junkies are definitely like a little scarier than ours.
Yeah, we're up there for sure.
Yeah.
We're up there. We're a regional center. Like we are the only big city in the region. And I think that's like a hallmark of a city that can pull in, and it definitely like makes Denver more urban, even though it is very sprawling in form. A lot of infill has happened over the years. I become warmer to Denver the more I spend time on my bike and find my routes, but I lost my train of thought. That's like podcasters' like first rule, right? Is don't lose your train of thought.
But the first rule of podcasting is smoke weed every day. The second rule of podcasting is no bummers. I definitely fall more in love with Austin the more of the neighborhoods I get to explore and the more I feel safe, like biking in new neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Finding new space to appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause over the years, I've added, like, I don't know, I used to just ride to... It would just be like downtown, West Campus, Hyde Park, East Austin. And slowly I've added more and more of East Austin and South Austin and Southeast Austin and West Austin and Northwest Austin. And then the other day I just fucked around in Westlake a little bit. And it's just nice. It's nice to see more neighborhoods and add more. Just start, keep chunking off more of the urban fabric into like parts of the city that I have that I know how to safely navigate.
Yeah, you have a cognitive, a functioning cognitive map.
Yeah, when you go for somewhere for the first time, it's just you're kind of on edge. You're like, do I really want to keep going in this direction that I've never been before and like maybe get trapped out in like an unpleasant or uncomfortable situation?
Yeah, I always try to plan ahead and, you know, check where I want to cross and all that. But, yeah, no.
Yeah, I'll often do, like, Street View. It's like a mix of the Strava heat map and then Street View for roads that I think, like, are on the Strava heat map. Because sometimes there will be a road on the Strava heat map because of, like, a weekly group ride. And it's not a road you should ever ride on by yourself.
Yeah. I also reference a little resource called Roadway Report, which is an interactive memorial mapping every traffic death in America for the last 50 years.
I heard they were with Turning Point USA.
Turned quite far away from that turning point.
I thought they were right wingers, those Roadway Report guys.
No, I think they're just weirdos.
Didn't they say something about the CIA making their children gay? And, I don't even use the depth map. Because, I mean, I basically know what Austin looks like on the depth map at this point.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, when I'm, like, plotting a new place to go. I was looking at it in Miami when I was down there.
Yeah. That's funny. I haven't used it yet as like a practical resource other than like to scratch the urge of like, must look at death map.
Yeah, I mean, I would make a wager that our listeners and people generally in the like safe streets movement would rank walkability, bikeability, like pedestrian safety pretty high on their list of like potential neighborhoods that they would want to live or have a job in, etc.
Yeah.
I think it's extremely valuable data for anybody trying to plan their life around living in a nice urban environment if they have that privilege.
I think you might use it as a way to compare neighborhoods, but in general, it lines up with like the property values. people already, I think, what people want is like a quiet neighborhood. And what is a quiet neighborhood? It's a neighborhood without a lot of traffic volume. And what is a neighborhood without a lot of traffic volume? But it's a neighborhood that doesn't have a lot of points on the depth.
Yeah, they're actually just nicer neighborhoods.
They're actually just like nicer. So I would say just like, it's okay to just look at the historic red lines instead. It'll probably point you in the right direction.
It'll tell you the same story. But I mean, like, getting down when someone is looking at an individual property that is within their price range. Maybe they have three that are within their price range. And one of them is right up next to one of those big arterials, and people taking a big, fast right turn off that road have killed 5 people in the last 15 years. I don't want to live there. I want to live at the house 2 blocks away that is not subject to that arterial traffic volume and speed. Mm-hmm. Like, it's more granular than neighborhood by neighborhood. Like, these deaths happen at specific points in space and time, and they are souls leaving people's corpuses, and it's a tragedy beyond imagination. Sorry, I'm getting into like spooky mode. I'm getting into spooky mode. I'm feeling spooky.
Lucas is gonna moonlight at a haunted house next week his fucked up face. Fucked up appearance.
I got a face for podcasting, listener.
And a Johnson for porno movies.
Johnson, what?
And a big old...
Oh, a Johnson for
donkey
it.
Donkey dick. Yeah, yeah. Waiter. Siri, I'm lonely.
Hey, waiter, get over here. Yeah, you.
Siri.
Hey, no, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you.
Oh, yes, sir. What can I get for you?
Did you show my daughter your death map?
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
Because we run a death map here at Roadway Report, the map of every traffic death in America.
Okay.
That's our thing. That's our thing, man. What the fuck?
It just seemed a little spooky.
No. It's October, bro. You'll get fucked, man.
You definitely kept your job.
Waiter? Okay, no, you be the waiter. You be the waiter.
Yes, hello?
Waiter?
Yeah, what's up?
Talk to me about the hamburger.
Well, it is a sesame seed bun with USDA organic beef.
Does it come with fries?
Yeah, comes with our famous fries.
This mayo, can you take it off?
Yes, certainly. No mayonnaise?
Okay, no mayonnaise. Do you have like an aioli?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Like what kind?
It's a garlic aioli. It's
Yeah. Can you put some garlic aioli on there?
Yes, absolutely.
And the onion. Onion. Is it like caramelized onion or is it like raw onion?
It's like onion strings.
Oh, take those off.
Oh yeah.
Take those off.
You got it.
Take those off. Do you have like onion?
Yeah, like just like diced onion
just like you don't even have to dice it. Can you please just bring me a whole raw onion?
I can't bring you a whole raw onion because we don't have that
on our menu. I'll pay you like $6-$7 for like a dollar of onion. Go next door. Like, I'll tip you like $30.
How would you like it prepared?
just like slice the roots off.
Okay.
And take the skin. Peel it. Yeah, fucking peel it.
Yeah.
But you don't have to chop it up.
Yes, actually, okay, now I'm realizing we do this occasionally, but it's just been a long time. Sorry. I forgot for a second there, but
can you bloom it?
Yeah, we could bloom it. Yeah. I did forget.
Can I get a blooming? I forgot. I want a blooming onion, not a raw onion.
We have onion strings, which are a lot like a bloomin' onion. But I think that's the best I could do, unless you want the raw onion still.
No. I want a bloomin' onion. I forgot. Is the margarita spicy?
No. Traditional margarita.
Because I can't do spicy.
Understood.
Okay, so what's my order? Tell me my order.
You got the burger with no mayo, add garlic aioli, with no onion strings, and a bloomin' onion. Did you want anything to drink?
The margarita, is it spicy?
No, it's like a regular margarita.
Okay, and is it frozen or is it on the rocks?
It's gonna be a mixed cocktail with salt on the rim typically, or we could do tahine.
And your boy pussy, is it well done?
It's the best in town.
Is it scrumptious? Is it juicy? Waiter.
You'll have to taste it to find out.
Bushy boy, come here. Oh my god, that was cathartic.
Yeah, you
that
need
was
to.
Cathartic. It was good to be on the other side of that. It was good to be on the other side of that for once.
You need to edit some laugh tracks and then some applause at the end of that.
Oh my god, I hate the customer. Oh, fuck me, bro. I fucking hate the customer. Holy shit.
Every single one?
Every single fucking one.
Do you not? Are there no customers? You have to have some customers that you like that you see regularly, right?
Yeah, I like. There's one who has a podcast. His name is John. I like him.
Of course you do. It's his bush.
He's like a full-time podcaster.
Wow.
So I look up to him.
What does that mean? You're a full-time podcaster.
I'm a part-time podcaster.
No. You're a full-time podcaster. You're telling me that you're doing this half-assed. You're telling me that you're going out there and you're giving less than 100% every day.
Nobody sent us the funniest traffic death.
Yeah, we're still waiting on that, listener.
I don't know, man. Should we just pull some up?
Yeah.
Pick a city. Random city generator.
Atlanta.
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 Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Why did you ask me to give you a city? I said Atlanta and you went to Fort Wayne. I feel like that's racist.
Okay, we'll go to Atlanta.
Money, hoes, cars, and clothes. A lot of T.I. I've been listening to a lot of T.I. So,
I'm going to need a traffic... Oh, how about Martin Luther King Jr. Drive Southwest? That's... Oh, man, there's this little curve right here that has like 5. Here we go.
Are these all roadway deaths or just non-motorists or...
All deaths. Kind of where...
Mm-hmm.
It's a few miles towards the city from the Atlanta bypass. I mean,
the Atlanta Metro is a sprawling and car-oriented place. MARTA's cool, I guess. I've never spent time in Atlanta. I'd really like to.
Ooh, bus. Bus crash. Bow, bow, bow. Bus crash. For the folks at home, this one is accident 20201305 38. That's 20201305 38.
Dang. Very unfortunate.
It's a 71-year-old pedestrian was hit by a city bus.
What am I taking?
Here, Luke. Here you go, Lucas.
Take this. Thank you. June 7th, 2020.
Let's see the report, the roadway report. Let's see. Died at the scene. Aw. It says he was. It says he was in a crosswalk. Oh, Jesus Christ! The bus was turning left. And they were, it said moving, like the bus and the guy were walking in the same, like we're traveling in the same direction.
33-year-old male bus driver.
The guy was in the crosswalk during his signal. That's awful.
Broad daylight.
The driver got manslaughter charges, apparently. Failure to yield. Yikes.
Manslaughter, failure to yield, damn.
The crash type says, like, configure, it's, it says, category one, single driver, configuration C, forward impact, and then the subcategory is pedestrian slash animal. So that's the box they check when you hit a deer or you hit a person.
Pedestrian slash animal?
Yeah, crash type, and accident.crash type, or vehicle.crash type.
Pedestrian slash animal.
Isn't that nice? That's what they're going to say about you.
It is a true indictment of our transportation systems that a failure to yield can result in a manslaughter charge. That is a fundamental failure of engineering. That is a preventable death.
We don't believe in engineering here on Roadway.
Engineering is about as real as astrology in my book.
Depends on the engineers.
Depends on the astrologers.
Aqueduct? That shit was real. All right, too many sad Atlanta traffic deaths. We got to find somewhere funnier to get hit by a car. What do we got?
Kalamazoo?
That's not funny. Wait a minute.
You could Dubuque, Des Moines, Davenport.
Ooh, what about like the southernmost traffic death or the northernmost traffic death?
Ah.
You know, the northernmost one might be really close to my parents' house.
Well, what about Alaska?
Oh, that's true.
And isn't Maine further north than Washington?
I don't know. It doesn't look like it. But I can't read.
Yeah, I don't know how to trace the stars and the sun's movements across the sky to track the seasons and... the religious holidays and the
Man.
Like. I rely on my phone.
Look at, go to the most, like, remote parts of Alaska. And, mm-hmm. like, you'll see that, like, in any little settlement, there's, like, a traffic death. Like, I'm looking at Bethel, Alaska. Got some traffic deaths out there.
Yeah.
Kodiak got a few traffic deaths. I mean, Anchorage, a decent number of traffic deaths.
There's a grip in Fairbanks for sure.
Where's Fairbanks? Oh wow, that's in the middle of
it's nowhere. It's like all the way up. Yeah,
that's in a fucked up place, isn't it?
There are some at the very tippy top in Utqalvik. Is that what it is?
No way.
Utqiagvik. Utqiagvik.
Okay, that's incredible.
Utqiagvik. UTQ. IAGVIK.
I can't believe that.
UTQIAGVIK.
Where's the most remote one?
There's two up in the... They're on the same corner in this town. It's a hot spot.
Yeah, you're right. It is a hot... What the fuck? Oh, an ATV. Wow. It's an ATV death.
Whoa.
And then the second one. Oh, it says a recreational off-highway vehicle. You think that's a snowmobile?
Could be a snowmobile, yeah.
Does Honda make snowmobiles?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Really?
I assume. Yeah.
Is there snow in Japan?
Yeah.
Is that a racist question?
No. Is there snow in Japan? Checks out, actually. It's a stupid thing to ask, for sure, but not racist.
Are there any traffic deaths on these, like, this little trail of islands in Alaska out towards Russia? I don't see any.
There's one in a place called Unalaska, or Unalaska. Unalaska. It is death record number.
So yeah, this has to be the northernmost traffic death.
20150200017 in Unalaska. What is the most northern? The one in Kwikwaukwik or whatever?
I'll send it to you. Yeah, it was that city in the north, north, north. You know the one. And it's north of the Middle Salt Lagoon. And it's, I guess it's the guy who fell off an ATV in the fog. First harmful event, snowbank. Wearing a motorcycle helmet. You see that? See, folks?
Wow.
See, folks, helmets don't matter. Under the influence of drugs.
Utqiagvik. Utqiagvik is the sort of basic pronunciation I'm finding for the name of this town. Utqiagvik, formerly known as Barrow, is the borough seat and largest city of the North Slope Borough in the U.S. state of Alaska. Located north of the Arctic Circle, it is one of the northernmost cities and towns in the world and the northernmost in the United States, with nearby Point Barrow as the country's northernmost point. This is a very, very northern traffic death.
Dude, they have full street view coverage. Like, you can look at the exact spot. Yeah, it looks like this person died drunkenly on an ATV. But does that make it okay? You know? I mean, to be real, there's, like, no infrastructure here. This is just, like, a dirt road.
I think that I will say that this is outside of the deaths that I would lump in as being due to engineering failures and institutional violence. This is sort of just an accident.
I don't know, though. It's like this person wasn't living in a walkable community, right? Or, like, you know, they had to be on the ATV for some reason. And that's exposure.
Bro, a good enough reason to get on an ATV is it's fucking fun. Like, you don't need a reason to be on an ATV. Like, I don't think it has to do with being in a walkable. I think that you could walk to the store in that neighborhood. Like, it's a pretty small town. Like, you could walk through the whole town in, like, 2 hours.
No, it's true. I mean, probably, like, 10 minutes. But who knows? Let's see. 26 years old, totally ejected. Oh, my God. These are some serious traffic deaths. Coming to your community now.
We are not going to stop until...
We kill everyone in your community in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a guarantee.
Mm-hmm. At the rate that we're going, we're going to get there. We're going to get there. We're trending in the right direction. I think if we keep doing what we've been doing, we're really going to get there, folks. So just hang on tight and hang on even tighter. When you get in that car crash.
Our numbers are up, up, up. All right, now I'm looking at the one in Key West. I'm looking at the southernmost traffic death. 2005.
Again, if we counted Alaska, we have to count Hawaii, which is well south of Florida.
Okay, God damn it, Lucas.
We could do contiguous as well. Those are interesting.
Fucking my shit up. Such a fucking asshole.
I know that our Hawaiian listeners are very important and beautiful, and I don't want to alienate them by excluding them from statehood.
What do we got? Hawaii. Na'alehu is the city. Na'alehu, Hawaii.
Have you been to Hawaii?
Have you been to Hawaii?
No.
No, me neither, man. I have like $6.
You have to have at least, I think, $7.50 to go to Hawaii.
Okay, let's read this crash report. Severe crosswinds. A 25-year-old male in a Mercury sedan. Nice. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Did he get blown off the side of the volcano?
What? He ran off the road to the right. He hit a utility pole. His vehicle overturned, and then it hit a fence. And my gasp was looking at it says the damaged areas of his vehicle. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock,
7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock, top and undercarriage. So they checked every box. There's only 14 boxes, and they checked every box.
Excellent.
Holy shit.
Round the clock damage. Round the clock.
It says driver inattentive, details unknown.
He dead.
Drove off the road. Do we have a street view on this one?
What town is it in?
Just go to the southernmost point of Hawaii. You'll see.
I know, I'm looking at it. There's a number of towns that it might be in. I'm asking for more specifics.
Na'alehu. Oh, wow.
Was it on, like, the big main road?
It's on, like, a country road with no...
Yeah, that's what
no
I mean.
No markings. It's on a country road Mamala... with no markings, and it looks to be about 22 feet wide.
The Mamalahoa Highway?
It's on South Point Road.
South Point Road.
It's south of Na'alehu.
When I was growing up, I wanted to have a podcast where I got to look at maps with my friend. And now we got that.
Wow. This is a nice place to die. This is peaceful. If I die anywhere, it's going to be on Guad. It's like, so grimy.
Well, hey, that's how you'd want it, right?
Some hobo will rummage through my pockets before the EMS even gets there. I love the city. I wouldn't trade it for anything. The Gunnar army understands.
And they will rise in the dead of the night. They'll come for the streets.
We're coming for the streets, government. You think the streets are yours? You think you're the... It's the Publix, baby.
We got to take the streets back. By any means necessary, to quote the late, great Malcolm X. I think he said something to that effect. Martin Luther King, I have a dream that the Gunners will take back the streets in the dead of night.
I don't think so. I don't think he said that. Though, if this ever catches on, and the only way it would ever catch on is like a sort of a cult following or a religious movement, I think, based around the holy army called the Gunners, the army that was fated, that was fabled. The Gunner army will rise in the dead of night to take back the streets. Like, it's an inherently religious approach. Like, that's the only way this is gonna last. So
I feel like a lot of people think of Martin Luther King and Malcolm X as like two leaders, but like opposite ends of ideology in the civil rights movement. But I think the people are forgetting the greatest civil rights leader of all, Ben Carnero.
Is that your whole bit?
I'm the one who came up with by any means necessary, and I told it.
You also came up with keep calm and carry on, didn't you? You did that for the Brits.
Gunnar army strong.
Did you do never forget?
That
was
one?
That you or no? You bid on that.
Never forget wasn't me. Never forget was good work.
I remember when you were bidding for never forget. What was yours?
Mothers. I'm the guy behind Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
You're behind all of them?
We had a conversation. Lucas and I had a conversation this week about how Mothers Against Drunk Driving is a front. And how they're like a evil front for big Ford.
Yeah, we were talking about the appointment of the recent... What was the title to the NHSTA?
Yeah, this is a good one. NHTSA, which I don't even... I mean, my whole life revolves around this NHTSA database. I don't even
The National Highway Safety Transportation... Association? Is that what it is?
National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Administration.
National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. So NHTSA got a new... he's called like the administrator, but he's like the head. He's the new
he's
head
the czar.
Of NHTSA. He's the Trump appointee. Because I friended him on LinkedIn this week and he accepted my connection. Jonathan Morrison...
His name is Henry Ford Chevrolet.
Okay, so if you Google Jonathan Morrison NHTSA, all the results are these different think tanks that are funded by like Honda and Toyota and Ford and GM and Stellantis and all of these auto front think tanks, right? These institutions that exist to disseminate media that frames Car World as sane, published, essentially congratulated this guy on his appointment to be the head of NHTSA. And it was just stark because I Googled his name and his position just to sort of see, like, you know, what's up. And then I'm sort of surprised that all the results are think tank blogs. National Safety Council, Governors Highway Safety Association, Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Let's read this one. I think this sort of illustrates the problem. Mm. All of these organizations that are that normies will sort of perceive as the good guy, right? These nonprofits are all, they're all controlled by the rat people, you know, like the government.
I mean, we do have to consider that they are in a position where they can't alienate the government if they want to continue receiving funding. I would say that we're beyond that because this is a genocidal and anti-American administration. And so I think we're beyond that. But I will say that there is some like game that they have to play. And I'm not saying that that game is good. I'm just empathizing with the people who do try to do good work inside of organizations like that, because you're right. The system is broken, but there are always good people inside those kinds of organizations.
No, totally, totally. Good
boots on the ground. People. No,
lizard.
It's boots on the ground people that are receiving the money and doing the work. Like,
okay,
it is
Mothers
a
Against
front.
Drunk Driving. Let me read the fucking think tank piece, and then we can get back to how they're good people.
All right.
Mothers Against Drunk Driving congratulates Jonathan Morrison on his confirmation as administrator of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. His appointment comes at a pivotal time as alcohol-impaired driving deaths surged past 12,000 in 2023. We applaud Administrator Morrison's commitment to victims and survivors of impaired driving, said MAD CEO Stacey Stewart. His attendance at MAD's 45th anniversary candlelight vigil in Washington, D.C., where he listened to the personal stories of survivors and families affected by drunken drug driving was meaningful and a powerful reminder that leadership begins with listening. Morrison's confirmation fills a gap in consistent leadership at the helm of NHTSA, a federal agency tasked with advancing vehicle safety standards, including the implementation of the Halt Drunk Driving Law, a historic law passed in 2021 that requires the U.S. DOT to issue a rule mandating advanced impaired driving prevention technology in all new vehicles. Once fully implemented, it is expected to save more than 10,000 lives every year and prevent hundreds of thousands of injuries, according to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety.
Americans are
going to
keep drinking and driving. If they're going to do anything, like, they're going to keep drinking and driving.
They're going to keep drinking and driving. And I'll stop reading the article, but I think my point here is that this, they have a fucking candlelight vigil because the solution can't be reducing the number of miles that people have to drive in order to live, right?
But like, reducing that would reduce traffic deaths.
Like, that's the only real solution. And so this
narrow,
exists,
make the road more narrow and give people fewer miles
to
drive.
This exists solely to distract from solving the problem. And that's why there is a candlelight vigil, and that's why they participate in this, because it's like a way to save face without saving anyone's life.
And it's a way to further entrench the idea that the automobile is a good thing by framing the drinking as the thing that is the
right.
ultimate evil
it's,
and is the problem. But it's the motor
it's
vehicle
bad,
that's the problem.
It's bad actors, not the system. That's the theme here. Let's just open up another think tank article. The National Safety Council. This fucking gets me, man. These fucking people. With their safety. The NSC congratulates Jonathan Morrison on his successful confirmation as the next head of the NHTSA, said Lorraine Martin, NSC CEO and chair of the Road to Zero Coalition. Roadway deaths remain unacceptably high, with an average of 122 people losing their lives each day. NSC looks forward to continuing to partner with USDOT to end these preventable fatalities and achieve our shared goal of zero roadway deaths by 2050. the US DOT is not implementing any kind of policies that would suggest we have any kind of chance of getting to zero roadway deaths by 2050. If anything, the models should show roughly the same. It's going to be roughly the same. Probably have some, if anything, the biggest downward trend is going to be from the proliferation of autonomous vehicles. And the same way that airbags and seatbelts and other safety improvements have been offset by the number, like all the improvements in safety technology that we saw during the mid-20th century, those gains have been offset by the increase in vehicle miles year over year over year over year.
And vehicle size.
For 100 years running, right?
Mm-hmm. And increasing vehicle sizes and further development of exurban sprawl, allowing people to live 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 miles away from where they work.
But the NSC looks forward to continuing to partner with the US DOT to end these preventable fatalities and achieve our shared goal of zero roadway deaths by 2050. The problem is the NSC's biggest funder is the American automakers, and the U.S. Department of Transportation is actively killing bike lane projects, right? The number one thing we can do is fund transit and bike lanes, right? So these people are in bed with the power, basically the people who are killing your families, the people who are 9/11-ing your community are in bed with the government. And it's like, it's the mothers against drunk driving. It's all so fucked up, bro.
Yeah.
National Independent Automobile Dealers Association. That's one. Repair-driven news. Auto innovators. The Eno Center for Transportation. At least they have some legitimacy, but still. Still, baby. The Autonomous Vehicle Industry Association. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, it's a big political game, and you have to understand that, like, these actors who run these organizations are often, you know, directly from either the government, like government positions, elected positions in government, as well as in the automotive industry. Those are the people that make up these organizations, like at the leadership level. It's a lot of commingling, just like in our government, in our Congress.
Automotive Service Association, Automotive Safety Council. That's the thing. Us poors need to be making think tanks. And then just like fucking flavor blasting the goddamn truth out into the world. Because it's like there's nothing stopping us, baby.
The government won't stop us. Big money won't stop us. Big car won't stop us. We've got the people. One day we'll have them by the balls. Because the gooners, we will be free. We will take back the streets in the light of day and in the dead of night.
Is that good? Do you like that?
Yeah, I think that's good.
Yeah.
The gooners!
And I would add that while I don't believe in the social determinants of health, I do think that people who drive cars are pussies.
The gooners! The gooners! Sorry, I'm trying to inhabit Jerry. What's the deal? You just got to start with a what's the deal. What's the deal? The gooners will be free. The gooners. Sorry. What's the deal? The gooners will take back the streets in the dead of night.
My way in is always, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
The gooners. They're going to take back the streets.
The gooners will take back the streets in the dead of night. I can't take back the streets in the dead of night. Gooners? I hardly know her. What are you doing? Yeah, what are you doing is good.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? George! The rest of the podcast is just us both going, whoa.
Genuinely unlistenable from here on out, listener.
We don't need to be listenable. We don't need listeners. Fuck you. I love our listeners. I'm here to make sweet love to your podcast ears. Bloomberg Government News. Trump's highway safety nominee backs drunk driving sensors. So I guess that's what they're going with. That's their line is like, look, we're against drunk driving. You know, but we at Roadway Report are against driving. We are against cars and car-oriented development.
Well, and it's so disingenuous because we already have had machines that you can plug into a car to prohibit someone from driving it if they are drunk. Like, we already have machines like that. This isn't an innovation.
I don't know. I mean, but making it mandatory in American automobiles is a difference, that's for sure.
Of course, making it mandatory, but they could have made it mandatory a long time ago if they cared about the issue.
Yeah,
it's just a further indictment. That's all I'm saying.
No, totally. I mean, if they wanted to save lives in the short term, they'd make cars smaller. Like, I think size limits are very urgent.
Size limits, speed limiters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And roadway infrastructure overhauls.
Oh, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. I think that's a good place to stop.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah, me too, man. I gotta like get out of my day. Gunnar Army, thanks for sticking with us. It was a weird week. Next week you'll hear from Ben, Lucas, Alex Jones, and Jerry Seinfeld all in the same place.
Be safe out there. Bye.
I'm mad. Gunnar Army, now that we're alone. Now that the queer is gone. I want you to know, when I say take back the streets, I mean take back the streets.
I mean, I walk the walk, you know. I'm out there. I'm in public. I'm in the street every day, taking it to the streets, taking it back. And I expect the same of you. I don't actually. I mean, honestly, like, America's such a fucking shithole that if it's not safe for you to go bike and walk in your community, don't be a martyr. Don't be a pariah. Like, if you have to drive to the community over to go on a walk, like, walk your fucking dog, like, do it. Go work out in a white neighborhood if you can, because it's better for your lungs and there's more shade, and you're less likely to be hit by a car. Anyway, peace out.
Comedy podcast, get your ass ready for a comedy podcast
about roadway deaths,
about roadway deaths,
about roadway deaths,
about roadway deaths.
Comedy podcast, a certified motherfucking comedy podcast
about roadway deaths,
about roadway deaths,
about roadway deaths,
about roadway deaths.
Get yourself together, it's a certified fucking good time.
Yeah!